إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the evil of ourselves, and we also seek the refuge of Allah from our sins. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. By witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. Amma ba'd, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the Book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهَدْيُ هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. Indeed, the most evil of affairs are those matters which have been newly introduced and innovated into our religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed, every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارٍ. And every misguidance is only in the fire. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. O you who believe, fear Allah and only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. عباد الله. Us as Muslims, we have been ordered with the obedience to our Lord Jalla fil Ula, and to avoid and stay away from everything which angers Him and displeases Him. However, as-shaytan, he is an enemy to us, and he deceives and orders the people with everything which takes them away from the worship of Allah, and everything that angers Allah Jalla fil Ula. So shaitan is an enemy to us, and his animosity towards the people and towards the Muslims is from the first instance of the creation of Adam alayhi salam. So he was an enemy to our father Adam alayhi salam, and he only has one objective. Shaitan only has one goal, and that is to deceive the people, misguide the people, and take them away from the worship of their Lord. And therefore upon us is to know about as-shaytan, and who is as-shaytan, and that we should know his plots and his traps and his objectives, so we can be saved from him and saved from them, and we ask the refuge of Allah. So Iblis ar-rajim, the one who has been made distant from the mercy of Allah, la'anahullah, the one whom Allah has cursed, al-Iblis, then he is the first of the shayateen. And he is the greatest of the shayateen. He was created from fire, and he was from the jinn. However, he disobeyed Allah when Allah ordered him to prostrate in front of Adam alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. And when we said to the angels, prostrate, make sujood in front of Adam. Fasajadu illa Iblis. So all of them made sujood. All of them prostrated except Iblis. Kana min al jinn. He was from the jinn. Fafasaqa an amri rabbihi. However, he was disobedient to the command of his Lord. So Iblis was not from the angels. Neither is he a fallen angel. Because the angels, they were created from nur, from light. And they do not disobey Allah. And they fulfill every commandment of Allah. So the angels, they are made from light. And jinn, they were created from fire. And al-ins, humans, we have been created from soil. And Iblis was from the jinn. Iblis was from the jinn who were created from fire. This difference in creation, the angels being created from light, and the jinn being created from the fire, and humans being created from soil, this was the reason which prevented Iblis alayhi la'natullah from prostrating and making sujood in front of Adam. This is because he considered the material that he was created from, i.e. the fire, to be greater than soil. And everything which is created from the fire, he considered it to be greater and better than everything which is created from soil. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ لِمْإِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. Allah said to him, what has prevented you from prostrating to that or to whom I have created with my own two hands? قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. He said, I am better than him. خَلَقَتَنِي مِن نَارٍ. You have created me from fire. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. However, you have created him from soil. So as-shaytan, in his asal, in his makeup, then he is from the jinn, made from fire. However, the jinn then divided into two groups. Those whom believed in Allah, and they are the Muslims amongst the jinn. And those who disbelieved in Allah, and they are the shayateen. And Iblis had children. And shayateen, they have offspring and they have children. Just like humans have offspring and they have children. Allah said in the Quran, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي. Do you take him, i.e. Iblis, and his dhurriya, his children and his offspring, as awliya, as friends and guardians, min duni, apart from me? Wahum lakum adubun, and they are enemies to you. And some of the ulama have mentioned that Allah ordered the angels to make sujood in front of Allah or in front of Adam, and he also mentioned Iblis amongst them. However, Iblis was from amongst the jinn. So why did Allah specify Iblis along with the angels if he's not from the angels? And this is because Iblis was from the special ones amongst the jinn. And he was the one who used to worship Allah the most from amongst the jinn. And he used to live or reside amongst the angels and accompany the angels. However, he was from the jinn. And the first sin that ever occurred was the sin of arrogance. Al-istikbar, and being too proud. And this was a type of disbelief, a kufr, through being arrogant. Because Allah ordered the angels, and Allah ordered Iblis to be humble in front of that which Allah has created, i.e. Adam alayhi salam. So the angels, they humbled themselves in front of the creation of Allah. However, Iblis remained arrogant and proud and haughty, because he saw himself better than that which Allah had created. So he was arrogant and stayed away from the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. When we said to the angels, make sujood and prostrate in front of Adam. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. So they prostrated except Iblis. أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He refused, and he was arrogant and proud, and he was from the disbelievers. And this ayah shows that the meaning of kufr, it isn't only for a person not to know Allah, or for a person to disbelieve in Allah. In fact, even if a person knows Allah, and then he's too arrogant to accept and submit himself in front of Allah, then this is also kufr. This is also disbelief. It is istikbar. It is disbelief through arrogance and being proud. So when Iblis alayhi la'natullah, when he disbelieved and was too arrogant, and when he deceived our father Adam alayhi salam, then Allah, he sent him down from Jannah. He exiled him from Jannah and sent him to the earth. قَالَ فَهْبِطْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا. Allah said to him that go down away from the heavens. Go into the earth. Because it isn't correct for you to be arrogant whilst you are in Jannah. فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. So get out and be exiled. For indeed you are from those who are humiliated and belittled. However, Iblis alayhi la'natullah, he asked Allah for some respite, or to stay upon this earth up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. قَالَ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He said, give me some respite, give me some time until the day of resurrection. قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ. And Allah said to him that you are from those people who have been given some time up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then Iblis alayhi la'natullah, he made his goal and his objective very clear. He said, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He said that due to you, i.e. Allah putting me in error, then I will stay upon, or I will sit on the straight path. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And then I will come to the people from the front. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And from their backs. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. And from their right hand side. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. And from their left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And most of the people, you will find they do not show a shukr. So Allah threatened him with a punishment, with a painful punishment for Iblis and all those who follow Iblis. قَالَ اخْرُجْ مِنْهَا مَذْؤُومًا مَدْحُورًا. He said to Iblis, get out of Jannah, you are expelled and reproached. لَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. For indeed, whoever follows you and you are able to misguide them, then I will fill up Jahannam with all of you. So Shaytan, he is focused to take the people away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's focused and constant in his traps and his plots to take the people away from Jannah and take them towards the fire. And therefore upon us is to know about the plots of a shaytan. Because if a person is ignorant about the plots and the traps of shaytan, then he will be destroyed. Destroyed in this world and destroyed in the hereafter. Allah said, أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ. That whoever takes shaytan as his guardian, فَإِنَّهُ يُضِلُّهُ وَيَهْدِيهِ إِلَى الْعَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Then he will misguide them, and he will take them towards a painful punishment. So therefore, the first and the greatest trap of a shaytan, and his greatest plot, which is more severe, is al-kufr, disbelief. He gets people to disbelieve in Allah, and to worship him instead of their Lord. And for this reason, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he came to his father, and his father was worshipping the idols. His father was worshipping the fire and committing a shirk. And he said to him, Ya abati la ta'budu shaytan. Oh my beloved father, do not worship a shaytan. Inna shaytana kana lirrahmani asiyya. Because a shaytan, he was disobedient to the most merciful. So whoever commits a shirk and worships other than Allah, or makes dua to the one who is in the grave, then in reality he worships al-Iblis and he worships al-Shaytan. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his father, Ya Abati, O my beloved father, إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن. I fear for you that a great punishment, a severe punishment will come to you from the Most Merciful. فَتَكُونُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَّا. And you will be a companion to a shaytan, i.e. in the fire. So this is his first step, or his first plot or trap. Al-Kufr and Al-Shirk. Then after this, if he isn't able to deceive the people into Kufr and Al-Shirk, then he has other steps that he takes. So for example, from amongst his steps and his plots is, he orders the people with evil. And he orders the people with fahsha, with being lewd. And he orders the people to talk about al-Islam without any knowledge. Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the steps of a shaytan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is a clear enemy to you. إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ. He only orders you with evil. وَالْفَحْشَى. And with being lewd. وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And that you should say about Allah. And that you should say about Allah that which you do not know. So these are three plots and traps of a shaytan. First is a su, evil. That he deceives the people to spreading evil and mischief. And harming the people. And causing corruption upon this earth. Speaking about the honor of the people. And stealing the wealth of the people. And oppressing the people. And then al-fahsha, lewd actions and lewd statements. That even though a person may be a Muslim, then he beautifies for him lewdness, women and desires. So he speaks with that which is lewd. And he commits adultery. And then the third plot or trap of a shaytan, أن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. That you speak regarding Allah, you speak regarding Islam, regarding the Muslims, with that which you do not know. And this is the root cause of the deviation of the aqidah of the people. And this is how shaytan has misguided many of the youth, that they think that they are the most knowledgeable of people. So they speak about Islam, and they give fatawa, and they speak about the ummah, and they become misguided, and they misguide others. And they speak regarding the differences of the scholars between themselves. And therefore upon the Muslim is not to speak about Islam unless he has knowledge and evidences and he speaks with wisdom. From the plots and the traps of a shaytan is that he makes the people fear poverty and fear hunger, and therefore they become stingy. So whenever the fear of poverty and hunger enters into the hearts of the people, then they stop giving in the way of Allah. And they stop helping each other. And they become stingy. And they begin to eat from haram. Allah said in the Quran, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. That shaytan, he promises you with poverty. ويأمركم بالفحشاء. And he orders you with lewdness. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. And yet Allah, he orders you, or he promises you with forgiveness and kindness and virtue. From the plots and the traps of a shaytan is al-ghadab, is anger. That he makes the people become angry and lose control and not think. And therefore he spoils the relationships between the people. For this reason, when a man became angry in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet said, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ كَلِمَةً لَوْ قَالَهَا لَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ مَا يَجِدْ. That indeed I know of a statement or a phrase. If this man who became angry, if he was to say this phrase, then his anger would leave him. He should say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I seek refuge in Allah from a shaytan who is الرجيم, who is accursed and far away from the mercy of Allah. And also that a person makes wudu. Why does a person make wudu when he becomes angry? Because this anger is from a shaytan. And shaytan is created from the fire. And wudu, it is water, it is made from water. And this water, it extinguishes the fire. From the plots and the traps of a shaytan is being hasty and being quick to do things. So you do things without thinking. and you do things without thinking about the conclusion of this matter. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "At-ta'anni min Allah," that to be slow and considered and think, this is from Allah. "Wal-ajalatu min ash-shaytan," and to be hasty and do things quickly, this is from ash-shaytan. From the plots of ash-shaytan and his traps is he deceives the people with the beautification of this world. He adorns the dunya and the life of this dunya for the people. For some people, he beautifies wealth. And for some people, he beautifies properties and houses. So they spend all of their life chasing this wealth and all of their life in buying another house and another house, and their akhirah is gone. And for some people, he beautifies women and desires. And for others, he beautifies status and a position and authority. Allah said in the Quran, يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ, that shaitan, he promises them and he deceives them. وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا, and he does not promise or arouse their desires in anything except a delusion. Everything which is in this world, this dunya, it is only a delusion. That you spend all of your life and all of your wealth buying a house and then another house and then another house to become comfortable. And then you find yourself, you have approached 50, 60, 70 years old and you're on the doorstep of death and all of your life has gone. From the plots of a shaitan, especially for those people who want to worship Allah, is al-wiswas, is whisperings. He whispers to them. So when a person wants to pray, he whispers to him that his wudu has broken. If a person wants to recite the Quran, he whispers to him and he says that you are not pure. Or if a person wants to fast, he whispers to him and he says you have broken your fast. And if a person who is sinning, he wants to come back to Allah and make tawbah, repent and seek forgiveness, then shaitan comes and whispers and he says that you have too many sins and Allah will not forgive you, so don't repent to Allah. So this is from the plots of a shaitan. And many brothers and many sisters who want to worship Allah in their prayers, their wudu, their recitation of the Quran, in their tawbah, they have this problem. The problem of wiswas. They think that they have broken their wudu, but they don't know for sure. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ordered a person who came to him and he told him about some of the whisperings and the thoughts of shaitan in his mind. He said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ, say, I believe in Allah, and then breathe strong. Be strong and be firm. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ, say, I seek refuge of Allah from the shaitan, and then be firm and be strong. So if a person finds his wiswas, these whisperings in his prayer, in his wudu, in his fasting, in his tawbah, then he should not turn to these whisperings of a shaitan at all. Rather, he should carry on with his worship. Also, there are other plots of a shaitan. From amongst them is al-ghulu, that those who are practicing, he makes them become extreme and ashidda and harsh upon the people. So any differences with another person, they boycott them and they stay away from them and they are harsh and they are extreme. And this is from the plots of a shaitan. And also at-ta'astub wa at-taqleed, a person blind following that which he knows, or blind following only his imam, only his masjid, and not looking at the truth, and looking at the Quran and the sunnah and the evidences. This is from the plots of a shaitan. Also from the plots of a shaitan upon those people who seek knowledge, that he keeps them away from the worship of Allah, and keeps them away from righteous actions. So the plots and the traps of a shaitan are many. And upon us is to know and be aware and be careful of these plots and traps of a shaitan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal Aqibatu lil Muttaqeen. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, and the final good ending is for the people of At-Taqwa. Ibadallah, O Muslims, This cursed one, Al-La'een, Iblis, he made a promise to himself, or he took it upon himself to misguide as many people as he can, and that he will use every single avenue and every trick in order to misguide the people and to keep them away from the mercy of Allah and to keep them sinning and going towards Jahannam, na'udhu billah. So he starts off by al-shirk and al-kufr, that you should disbelieve in Allah and instead worship Him and commit al-shirk. And then after this, if he's not able to do this, then he takes the people towards innovations. And innovations are the things which are most beloved to a shaitan. Because the innovator, the mubtadi', the one who innovates, he thinks that he is pleasing Allah. He thinks that he is worshipping Allah. And yet the only one he pleases is a shaitan. And if he's not able to take the person into innovations, then into sins and evil and fahsha. And if he's not able to do this, then he takes the people towards speaking about Islam without any knowledge. And if he's not able to do this, then he takes the person towards wiswas, that even when he is worshipping, he'll try to deceive him and trick him to stop his worship. And if he's not able to do this, then the least that shaitan does is that if there are two good actions, he'll make sure that this person, he doesn't do the best action, he does the least of the two, which is good. So the plots and the tricks of shaitan are many. However, you should know that the plots and tricks and traps of shaitan, they are weak and easy to defend against. If a Muslim has with him the weapons of al-Iman and al-Ibadah, worship, and reliance upon Allah, and the correct aqidah of at-Tawheed, and if a person sticks to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and following the methodology of the Salaf al-Salih, the companions and the great imams, then this person, by the permission of Allah, he's protected from ash-shirk and protected from innovations and protected from evil and fahsha and the other traps and the plots of ash-shaytan. Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, he, ash-shaytan, Iblis, he has no control over those people who have iman. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And those who have tawakkul and reliance upon Allah. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Allah said, indeed, my slaves, my worshippers, then you have no control over them. Ibadallah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الكفر والكافرين. اللهم عز التوحيد والموحدين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. أقم الصلاة.